have the floor, Ambassador.
Thank you so much. Chairman, our dear chair of the non-aligned movement has mentioned the way that we think that the whole convention could be strengthened in its entirety. So we need a legally binding instrument. I don't want to repeat that one. But by the way, that while having the floor, just I would like to enumerate a number of measures that we need to reflect such a legally binding instrument and or through the intersectional process, the need for these kinds of the instruments could be reflected as well. We need a comprehensive mechanism that would strengthen the conventions in totality. To that end, national implementations, we need a mechanism under the national implementation which necessitates refrain from imposing restrictions and or limitations on the exchange of equipment, material, and technology for peaceful purposes. We need as well a sound mechanism, on the dispute settlement in cases that the non-compliance occurred with regard to the breach of obligation under Article 10 as well. Also, we need a mechanism to address export controls arbitrarily imposed under certain developing countries. We need an internationally negotiated export control under Article 3, relevant part of the convention as well, to ensure that the export controls would not in any way hinder the economic development of state parties. So having said that, we need a number of measures in order to ensure that the proper implementation of the all provision of the convention, including the issue of the, when we come to the breach of obligation under certain provisions, we need to investigate, in particular when it comes to Article 1, certain provision to address that issue to the investigation mechanism, as well as the dispatch assistance to those victims' country. So these are the measures, in our view, that could be addressed in our next session that we are going to meet. Maybe there would be a basket of proposals, how we could have a full range of the options available to strengthen the convention, including the options which has been enumerated by the NAM chair in his working paper. Also, as well, I have to should not forget to say that we need a mechanism under Article 10, namely called Cooperation Committee mechanism, which is a long-standing NAM position. These are the elements we need to strengthen the convention in its entirety. Thank you so much.